Friday and all the things it brings with it now as we ask one of our Culturefile guests to share some of their own listening, watching, reading and other pleasures. And this time, artist, composer and sound designer Frank Sweeney shares with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Frank Sweeney. I'm an artist. A book I'm reading at the moment is called Heroes by Franco Berardi, who is a Italian kind of political theorist. It is about mass murder and suicide and the relationship between that and capitalism. It's not as grim as it sounds. It just takes mass murders and kind of examines them as a phenomenon of modern neoliberal capitalism. I recently seen Shoplifters, which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes. It's about a unusual family situation in Tokyo.
都会の片隅で暮らす5人の家族。彼らの家業は犯罪でした。
It found a lot of humanity in a non-conventional family situation. You kind of just start off by seeing this family. They kind of find, somewhat kidnap slash adopt a young neglected child, and as the film progresses, you find out more about their relationship to each other. Just last night, I was listening to this album by Michael O'Shea, who was a busker from, I think he's from Carlingford, who busked in London and Dublin in the late 80s, early 90s, and he played on a homemade instrument called Makara, which he made out of a door, which was somewhat related to like a zitar and a zello chord, I think is the name of the instrument. But it was like an instrument he created himself. And he recorded one album in 1 week in this studio in London, and it's just recently been reissued by a Dublin label called All City Records. Sort of influenced by various types of traditional music, Irish traditional music, Middle Eastern traditional music, folk music, but it's played through this strange electronic instrument he has with delay pedals and effects. Listened to a podcast last night by Matt Dryhurst, which was about the current state of the music industry and some plans for the future. And it was at CTM Festival, which I think is some kind of a music-y conference in America, but I'm not sure. He's a kind of artist that works with Holly Herndon, their collective, but they make kind of installations and music pieces around tech and internet culture.
I think club music is interesting. The club music economy is resilient in ways that other scene economies are not. Unlike traditional music venues and the bands that occupy them, club music is a lean and efficient economic engine. Club artists have lower overheads, DJs can switch their set every night, and the club experience is durational and thus profitable in different ways than band music.
Our studio is very close to the Hop House, so I've been going there recently and getting those kimchi soup things. I can't remember what they're called. It's on Parnell Street. They do very good kimchi, as you might imagine, for a restaurant called Kimchi. Yeah, sushi, ramen, that kind of thing. Korean food. I don't wear perfume or cologne. Well, I think I have like some kind of spray I got from the €2 shop, like a Nivea thing. I think it's like omnisexual deodorant, yeah. I haven't put much thought into it.
The likes of Frank Sweeney there. Coming up on the Culturefile Weekly, how to focus your SLR on Bob Marley, soundtracks for the changing urban landscape in Dublin, the singular pleasures of Theatre for One in Cork, and the rise of Irish opera. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.